a bold prediction here. We are going to see the total destruction of the nation of Israel, or the near total destruction, in just the next few years. And also, by the way, there's another wave of absolute biblical destruction coming to Israel, at which the angels will rejoice because of the complete destruction of the wickedness of Israel, which has again and again turned against the Lord. And Israel has become the Antichrist nation. It has become the beast system. It has become steeped in evil and wickedness and death and suffering and demonic possession. And as we see in the book of Revelation, by the way, when the seven comet impacts strike the most wicked nations on earth, the angels rejoice in heaven at the throne of the Lord. It's specifically mentioned, for example, if you read the seven trumpets, the seven bowls, and the seven seals, you'll come to realize that these are the same seven events, just described from different points of view. It's really just seven discrete events, and each of the seven trumpets is a God-sent, I call it cosmic artillery. It's a giant space rock colliding with Earth in order to destroy nations and destroy humanity, ultimately, because humanity has turned to sin. But comet number three, or trumpet number three, strikes the United States of America. Specifically, we believe New York City. And New York City has the Statue of Liberty, which is not the Statue of Liberty. It's the Statue of the Great Harlot, which is the geopolitical prostitute of the world. It's actually an occult statue that is the opposite of what God teaches. And New York City is the symbol of mass death and abortion. And of course, the United Nations there with its prostitution to the world and the banking system, which lends money to the weapons manufacturers that wage war against the world and cause untold human death and suffering around the world. So the angels literally rejoice, and this is clearly mentioned in Revelation, when that third impact hits and it destroys the United States and New York City, the land of rivers and springs. The sixth impact strikes the Middle East, specifically Israel, and God aims it at Israel in order to destroy Israel and other armies in the region, such as the armies of Gog from the north, which does not refer to Russia, by the way. It refers to either southern Turkey or the EU, and it's not difficult to see that the EU would also be destroyed by God because of how wicked and evil it is. But God destroys Israel, and that day is coming. That's the sixth comet impact, which burns up the entire Euphrates River. This is specifically mentioned in the sixth seal, as well as the sixth bowl. So you can read about that in Revelation, or listen to my sermons at abundance.church, where I go through all of this in excruciating detail, reading the scripture and applying what we know about modern astronomy, what we know about meteors, comets, kinetic impacts, the energy released in such impacts, you know, 1/2 mass times velocity squared. That's a lot of energy. Anyway, God judges humanity, but he judges Israel very harshly and ultimately destroys Israel. That day is coming, and it's called, there's a name for it, it's called the Day of the Lord, by the way. It is literally called the Day of the Lord. And many Christians have been deceived or just misinformed. They think that either the sixth comet or the seventh comet, they think that it's Jesus on a white horse flying out of the clouds. And it's not. It's a comet that is luminous and glowing with a great booming voice, very loud sounds. It's not a white horse. It's white, explosions and fires, you know, with brimstone. That it comes out of the sky. Of course it does, because it's coming from outer space. But God sends that to destroy evil. And that's why a lot of Christians think that, well, Jesus comes back and destroys evil. Well, it's actually not Jesus coming back. It's a comet that destroys evil. And then the good people are saved. Their souls are raptured after all of this to join with Jesus and with the Lord in a new heaven and a new earth, which is Revelation chapter 21. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all those details here, but if you read Revelation with an open mind, it's very clear that that's what they're talking about. Now, let's talk about right now. Israel is about to launch a major attack against Iran. And this attack may even be nuclear. If it's not nuclear in the first wave, it will likely go nuclear in the second level of escalation. And here's why. See, Israel believes that it has the right to assassinate anybody, anytime, anywhere, for any reason, and that no one has any right to fight back. You know, Israel believes that it can bomb Lebanon, but when Hezbollah launches a drone that kills like four soldiers while they're eating lunch, then Israel screams and whines and complains, oh, it's against the law to bomb soldiers while they're eating lunch. It's a war crime, they say. It's unbelievable. It's like the Zionists are mentally ill. I mean, they are. They are mentally ill. It's a population of inbreds, by the way. A lot of inbreeding in the Zionist Ashkenazi Jews. This is a medical fact. It's a scientific fact. We'll cover it in more detail. And as a result of all the inbreeding, they have much higher levels of mental illness than any other ethnicity. And that mental illness includes, by the way, they bred out any kind of what are called mirror neurons or empathy or compassion for fellow human beings. So they literally lack the neurology that makes us human. They lack empathy. They are missing that component. You know, the genetic defects that are caused by inbreeding has caused them to not have compassion. As a result, they are monsters. They're evil. And they are like the Antichrist. And they hate Jesus. They hate Christians. They hate Goyim. You know, they hate anybody who is not one of them, who they think are the chosen people, even though they're all inbred. Again, that's a medical fact. So they think they have the right to kill anybody and nobody has a right to retaliate. Well, Iran retaliated on, I think it was October 1st, with, what was it, 180 ballistic missiles or something close to that, and did some damage to military targets in Israel and showed that Iran could penetrate the so-called Iron Dome and that Iran could put missiles on target. And now Israel says, well, we're going to retaliate against that because they're mentally ill. You know, they're just evil warmongers who want to murder and kill and pillage and steal everybody's land. So they're going to attack Iran, and they've promised to launch a major attack before Election Day in America. So November 5th. So they're going to hit Iran before November 5th. This is going to be a major attack. It's been widely discussed that they may hit Iran's oil fields or they may hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Either one would be catastrophic for the world economy. If they hit the oil fields, then we're talking about energy prices going through the roof. If they hit nuclear facilities, then Iran says, well, whatever you do to us, we're going to do back to you. So if you hit our nuclear facilities, we're going to strike your nuclear facilities. And Iran has the capability to do that. So they can blow up a nuclear power plant in Israel and unleash all that, you know, nuclear fuel, which would cause a radiological event, essentially a dirty bomb type of event across Israel, making much of Israel uninhabitable. But on top of that, Iran will retaliate with strikes that exacerbate the economic damage. They will hit military targets and they will hit infrastructure targets. They could take out power grid substations. They could take out ports. They could take out water treatment facilities, government buildings, you know, you name it. As a result, after Iran's next retaliation, oh, and by the way, Iran has nuclear warheads too, in case you didn't know. They may use them. And how many nukes does it take to destroy Israel? Not that many. Like two, maybe one, you know, one of the right size, but I don't know what the yield is of Iran's nuclear weapons. In any case, Iran's retaliation against Israel will gut the country. It will destroy much of the remaining infrastructure, which will cause people to leave. Anybody that doesn't want to die, that is, they will flee Israel. There's already probably 1 million people that have already fled Israel. Israel is no longer a place where you can live safely. because of Israel's own actions. They've turned the region into a war zone by bombing and assassinating and killing everybody around them. Gaza, West Bank, Lebanon, Yemen, Iran, you know, it goes on. Israel is just a mad, insane war machine at this point. So anybody that doesn't want to die is leaving Israel. Their credit has been downgraded. Their industry is in a total state of collapse. Their ports are non-functional. Investors are pulling out left and right. Anybody who has invested in Israel is losing money like crazy. The tourism industry has completely collapsed. Israel has no future. And it will be destroyed because the insane lunatic Zionists running the place, i.e. Netanyahu and Gvir and Gallant and people like that, they won't stop because they are insane. And since they won't stop, they're going to end up waging a war of attrition with their neighbors, such as Iran. Now, a war of attrition, ultimately, the winner comes down to whoever has the best industrial output and logistics and who can sustain long-term attrition, long-term combat, long-term damage. We watched this in the war between Ukraine and Russia. Russia has massive industrial output, a massive ability to manufacture their own steel, their own weapons, their own artillery. Russia alone, even despite all the Western sanctions, has out-manufactured all of NATO by a huge margin, to the point where it's widely believed and reported that Russia fires anywhere from 8 to 10 artillery shells for every one artillery shell that Ukraine fired. Ukraine has very limited supplies remaining, very limited population remaining. I mean, for God's sake, they're raiding nightclubs to kidnap young men and throw a uniform on them and throw them at the front lines where they live an average of 1 to 2 days before they're killed by Russia. That's how desperate Ukraine has become. So Ukraine doesn't have the size or the resources or the industrial capacity to defeat Russia in this war of attrition. Russia has won. By the way, Germany has already pulled out and said no more weapons for Ukraine. So Ukraine's done. It's just a matter of time now before Ukraine signs surrender documents. Israel's going to be in the same situation. Israel's military was built to be able to quickly strike and to terrorize, in essence, enemy nations with a psychological shock and awe. Just massive bombing like they did in Gaza. But Israel was not built, its military was not built for a long-term campaign, especially not a ground war, which is based on attrition. As proof of that, the entire IDF, with the help of the United States, could not even defeat Hamas in Gaza. They could not defeat Hamas. They couldn't go into the tunnels and defeat Hamas. Why is that? Why is that? Why didn't they just send a bunch of IDF soldiers who are supposed to be these, you know, God's chosen super soldiers? Why didn't they send them into the tunnels to go just clean them out, kill all the Hamas? Because I've heard a lot of Western people saying that. Well, you know why they didn't? Because the IDF soldiers are weak. They're not God's chosen people. They're cosmic weaklings. They can't win in a man-to-man fight against Hamas, despite all their weapons and technology and funding and bombs and everything. They still can't go in and defeat Hamas. Well, if they can't defeat Hamas, how are they going to defeat Hezbollah? No chance. That's why Israel already tried to invade southern Lebanon and their squads got all blown up. And their tanks got destroyed and they retreated already. All that Israel can do is aerial bombardment campaigns. Every time they try to send in so-called men, basically soy boys, you know, woke, moron, pathetic soy boys in IDF uniform, what happens to them is they get killed. They get killed by Hamas, killed by Hezbollah. They haven't even tried to invade Iran. That would not go well for Israel. So they're going to try to bomb Iran. But here's the problem. Iran has very advanced ballistic missile and hypersonic missile technology. In fact, to some extent, so does Yemen at this point. Yemen has shut down Israel's ports. Yemen has stood up against the entire U.S. Navy and held off the U.S. Navy by itself. Unbelievable, but true. Well, Iran has way more technology than Yemen. Iran's been getting a lot of technical assistance from Russia. Iran has super advanced missiles, ballistic missiles, and thousands upon thousands of them, and Iran has nuclear warheads. And you can bet that right now they are attaching those nuclear warheads to their missiles, and they are going to obliterate Israel if Israel proceeds with this massive strike. Iran is taking off the gloves. And when that happens, Hezbollah is also going to just like launch everything. Yemen, same thing. Turkey might even get on the act. Who knows if Erdogan ever gets off his ass. All he does is talk. But Israel's very unlikely to survive this as an intact nation. Its economy will be devastated. Its infrastructure will be devastated. Israel will be turned into Gaza, essentially, which is kind of karmic in a way since they destroyed Gaza. I wonder what the Israeli people will think when their own buildings are falling on them and their families and their children. Will they cry victim then? Of course they will. Well, they're always the victims. But they have brought this upon themselves. They brought it upon themselves. So this is what's coming. Israel will be destroyed. And then, after it rebuilds, God will destroy it later on, too, as the angels rejoice, because Israel is a wicked, satanic, antichrist nation. And that's just the straight-up fact about what Israel has become. Run by genetically defective, inbred, psychopathic lunatics who hate Jesus and hate God. So if you're defending Israel, Satan loves you. If you're opposing Israel, God loves you. You know, pick a side. History is unfolding in real time. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com, where together we raise over $500,000 in food aid for the storm victims. Some loads have gone to North Carolina and others we're preparing for Florida, but over $500,000 in certified organic lab tested food. And now we've got back in stock at the Health Rangers store, turmeric. Show what I've got on my desk here. We've got turmeric powder and that's turmeric root powder, which is lab tested. Normally a lot of turmeric root powder has high lead in it. Of course, we do the laboratory testing to make sure that it doesn't. And so you've got super clean turmeric root powder, certified organic, available once again, brand new batch, very difficult to find. Plus, we've got collagen peptides in stock, both plain and chocolate flavored collagen peptides. All those formulations are available now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got coconut chips coming in and all kinds of things. Cocoa Love, Cocoa Energize, lots of superfoods, lots of personal care products, all meticulously formulated and laboratory tested items that are on sale this week. And by the way, many categories here: supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, and home care. Now, let me show you too. We've got tinctures of turmeric available right now. You see the small 2 ounce tinctures there. Really amazing formulas, delicious. They're in glycerin with a very strong turmeric potency. They contain all of the constituents that are naturally found in turmeric, including curcumin, which is the critical ingredient that you want to get in. So many benefits for turmeric. I can't even mention them all right here, but you can do your research, learn about turmeric. It can benefit people in so many ways, especially as we gain in years. You'll find turmeric to be more and more useful in so many ways to help support your natural health. It's really, I mean, I have turmeric in my smoothie here every day. That's why it's a little bit orange. I have chocolate and turmeric and bananas and whey protein and coconut water. I'm consuming turmeric every single day, and I have done so for many, many years. By the way, you can also, if you want to sprout your own broccoli, you can get some of the similar benefits that turmeric offers, or you can grow your own turmeric root and then just harvest it and blend it up. It's always great to make your own superfoods, or you could just get it from us, and we've gone through all the laboratory testing, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold testing, total plate count testing, as well as all the other tests we do. But for turmeric, lead is the number one contaminant that you typically find across the industry. Very difficult for us to find clean batches of turmeric, but we have it now. Healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, let me repeat, thanks to your sales support, your purchasing of our products,
We have been able to raise over $500,000 in food donations for the storm victims. Those trucks are in the process of rolling out. We're going to be able to help probably tens of thousands of people with these food donations. We couldn't do it without your support. And I really want to thank you for that. I thought maybe we would raise $100,000. I was shocked when it exceeded $500,000. And we've got videos from the warehouse, and I'll show you more photos as this is all sent out and distributed to people. It's an amazing thing to experience this level of support from you, so that together we can help Americans in need, and we can help provide clean food and superfoods and real nutrient density to people who need it. One of the things about, you know, all the food rescue operations in North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, is that mostly what people get is processed junk food. They get like soda and energy drinks and, I don't know, like snack chips and whatever. I'm thinking they need real food, and that's what we specialize in. So with your help, we're able to get them real food, real nutrition that can sustain them even through the coming winter. It's going to get cold in North Carolina very soon, but a lot of people there, thousands of people there, are going to have our Ranger buckets or our mega buckets of food. They're going to have nutritious food to help them through the winters. And God bless those people, because they've been financially wiped out by the damage there, by the weaponized weather systems. Farms are destroyed, homes are lost. You know how bad it is. So we're doing everything that we can to help. But we can't do it without your help. So help us, and also help yourself. Shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll get the cleanest superfoods, the most nutrient-dense, lab-tested, certified organic products for health, for storable food, for personal care, for home care. And you'll help us help those Americans in need who are suffering the devastating effects of weaponized weather systems. These are very difficult times, but with your help and with God's blessings, we can make it through this together. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, HealthRangerStore.com.